السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So inshallah, today we are going to continue where we left off from Surat An-Nisa, inshallah, starting from ayah number 108 to ayah number 113. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses before we move on to the analysis and tajweed. So inshallah, if y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 108.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يستخفون من الناس ولا يستخفون من الله وهو معهم إذ يبيتون ما لا يرضى من القول وكان الله بما يعملون محيطا ها أنتم هؤلاء جادلتم عنهم في الحياة الدنيا فمن يجادل الله عنهم يوم القيامة أم من يكون عليهم وكيلا ومن يعمل سوءا أو يظلم نفسه ثم يستغفر الله يجد الله غفورا رحيما ومن يكسب إثما فإنما يكسبه على نفسه وكان الله عليما حكيما ومن يكسب خطيئة أو إثما ثم يرمي به بريئا فقد احتمل بهتانا وإثما مبينا ولولا فضل الله عليك ورحمته لهم الطائفة منهم أن يضلوك وما يضلون إلا أنفسهم وما يضرونك من شيء وأنزل الله عليك الكتاب والحكمة وعلمك ما لم تكن تعلم وكان فضل الله عليك عظيما.
So inshallah, that is our lesson starting from ayah number 108 to ayah number 113. Now for our theory, inshallah, we are continuing the topic of maratib al-ghunna, or the levels of ghunna, of mim and nun sakin. So in the last class, we learned that there are four maratib, or four levels. We have the first level, which is akmal. We have the second level, kamila. Third level, naqisa. And the fourth level, anqas. Akmal means the highest or most complete ghunna. And kamila means complete ghunna. Naqisa means incomplete ghunna. And anqas ghunna means most incomplete or the lowest level of ghunna. So these are the four levels, akmal, kamil, naqis, and anqas. In the last class, we covered akmal and kamil. For akmal, we learned that it is going to be a mim or a noon that either has a mushaddad, it has a shadda, or it is mudgham, meaning it has idgham with ghunna. So these are the two rules for akmal, either it has a shadda, or it has idgham with ghunna, and in both of these cases, this is going to be the longest time of ghunna. Then we did kamila ghunna, this is the second level, so it's going to be a little bit less than akmal ghunna. You are not putting it for as long as you did for akmal ghunna. So for kamil ghunna, we have mim or noon that is either read with ikhfa or read with iqlab. So these are the two rules for kamil ghunna. So if you have a meme or noon and the meme and noon has an ikhfa or it has an iqlab, then you are going to read them with kamil ghunna, meaning that it's not as long as it was for akmal, but still pretty long compared to the other two rules. So these were what we did last week. We did akmal and kamil. So for akmal, we had mushaddad and mudgham. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ فَمَن يَعْمَلْ مَا لَهُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ. So in all of these cases, the letter either has a shadda or it has idgham with ghunna. So this is akmal ghunna. And you can hear that I am holding this for quite a while. For kamil ghunna, we have ikhfa or iqlab. الْإِنسَانُ أَمْ بُورِكَ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ. So in all of these cases, you can hear that it is not as long as it was for أكمل, but it is still long compared to the other rules. So this is for إخفاء and إقلاب to give us كامل غنى. Now for ناقص غنى, the third level of غنى, it is going to stay a very short while in the nasal passage during recitation. So this is why it is called ناقص غنى, meaning the incomplete غنى, because you're not going to spend very long on it at all. So it occurs when the letters of غنى, ميم, or نون are read with إظهار, having a سكون on them. So we learned that one of the signs of spotting a letter with سكون, one of the letters of إظهار, is that the letter is going to have a visible sign of سكون on it. Okay, so for example, any letter with idhar, we have sami'un, alim. So in this case, you are putting it in the nose a very short time. You're not going to rest on this for too long. You're not going to bring ghunna up into the nose more than necessary, more than would naturally occur if you are reciting any of these letters. So for this example, سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. So you're not going to hear it going up into the nose too much, besides what naturally occurs when you have a meme or a noon. Same thing with this next example in Surah Al-Fatiha, أَنْعَمْتَ. So now you can hear it's not really going up into the nose too long. You are still using the nose. Because meme and noon, naturally they have ghunna. No matter what state, no matter what condition they're in, they're always going to have just a little bit of ghunna. Here the question is whether we are adding any additional ghunna or not. So in naqisa ghunna, you are not adding too much additional ghunna, even though you still are using the nose. So the question here isn't if you're using the nose or not. Meme and noon automatically are going to come from the nose. But in naqisa ghunna, the length of time that it is in the nasal passage is not as much as it was in the previous times. Okay, so here for example, an'amta hum fiha. So in both of these cases, we have the letter with idhar, and you can hear that that sukun is not too long. The ghunna is not too long as compared to al-insanu an'amta. So you can hear in both of these cases, the level of ghunna or the time that we stay on this ghunna is different compared to kamila ghunna. Now this is the third level, naqisa ghunna. The fourth level is anqas ghunna. Anqas meaning the most complete or the lowest level of ghunna. This is in which the ghunna hardly stays in the nasal passage, even less than the time of naqisa ghunna during the recitation. So this is barely going to go up into the nose, but it is still going to go up into the nose. Why? Because meme and noon, naturally they have ghunna, but you're not going to spend too much time in that nose, in the nasal passage. So for anqas ghunna, this occurs when meme and noon are read with a vowel on them. So this is none of the rules of meme or noon sakin. If a meme or noon has fatha, kasra, or dhamma, it is going to have anqas ghunna. Meaning that there is ghunna, but very, very slight ghunna. You're not going to have to add anything to this. So we can look at an example here in the ayah. قُلْ بِئْسَ مَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِيمَانُكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. So here we have بِئْسَ مَا, meme has fatha, يَأْمُرُكُمْ, meme has dhamma, إِيمَانُكُمْ, meme has fatha, noon has dhamma, إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, meme has kasra, noon has kasra. So in all of these cases, you hear that the second is going to be very slight. The ghunna is very slight here in these cases. Okay, so when we read this again, and I want you to pay attention to some of the other meme and noon sakin rules in this ayah. So for example, We have يأمركم به. This is غنة. So you're going to hear that it's a lot longer than أنقص غنة. إيمانكم إن كنتم. This إخفاء is going to be a lot longer. كنتم إخفاء here again is going to be long. كنتم مؤمنين. Here this is going to be the أكمل غنة because it has the شدة. So now you can hear the levels of غنة in this ayah. You can hear that in some cases I'm spending a lot more time on the غنة than I am in other cases.
قُلْ بِئْسَ مَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِيمَانُكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ.
Now you can hear that difference. When I say بِئْسَ مَا, ميم does not have too much غُنَّة. يَأْمُرُكُمْ, again, ميم does not have too much غُنَّة. إِيمَانُكُمْ. So the only غُنَّة that you're going to use is whatever naturally comes up into the nose in order for you to say ميم or نون. So this is أنقص غُنَّة, this is the most incomplete level of غُنَّة, and this is the lowest level of غُنَّة that you have. One more time, let's just do a quick review. We have أكمل غُنَّة is going to have غُنَّة with a شَدَّة, or if the غُنَّة has an إدغام with غُنَّة. كَامِلَ غُنَّة is going to be with إخفاء or إقلاب. ناقص غنة is going to be with إظهار, with a سكون on top. And أنقص غنة is going to be ميم or نون with فتحة, كسرة or ضمة, any of the three vowels. So these are the levels of غنة. We have أكمل, كامل, ناقص, and أنقص. Now if you do not remember the exact rulings, you don't remember what is the name of this rule, you don't remember if the you know, if idgham or idhar, how much count is it supposed to be? It's fine if you don't remember the name of the rule as long as you are applying it correctly. And this is the case with a lot of people who have learned the Quran through listening. When they hear the sheikh and they copy the sheikh, they already know naturally how long you're supposed to stay on that hunna, even though they may not know the exact rule that is to be applied. So in this case as well, even if you don't know the exact rules, that is okay. It's fine. It is not fard upon you to memorize all of the tajweed rules as long as you are applying them correctly. So that is the main thing. We just want to make sure that we are reading these rules correctly. So inshallah, let's move on now to the analysis of our verses, starting from ayah number 108. يستغفون خوا here is going to be heavy. مينا ناسي. So here, مينا, نون is going to be أنقص غنة. It is a نون with a فتحة. مينا ناسي. The second نون is going to be أكمل غنة because it has a شدة. ولا يستغفون خوا is going to be heavy. نون is going to be أنقص غنة. مينا, مي is أنقص غنة, نون is أنقص غنة. So you can hear I am not giving it any additional غنة, just whatever I need in order to say this letter. مين الله, name of Allah here is heavy. وهو معهم, ميم is going to have توسط. إذ يبيتون ما لا يرضى من القول. يرضى, را is going to be heavy. ضاد is heavy. من القول, قاف is going to be heavy. وكان الله, name of Allah here is heavy. بما يعملون محيطا. يعملون, عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. Make sure you do give it توسط and roll it around in the throat just a little bit. محيطا, حاء is going to be from the middle of the throat. ضاء is going to be heavy. And we end here on a two count مد العود. ها أنتم, this is going to be a four count med. ها أولائي, ها is a four count med. لا is a four count med. جادلتم, لام is going to have توسط, ميم has توسط. عنهم, نون has توسط, ميم has توسط. في الحياة الدنيا, ها is going to be from the middle of the throat. فمن يجادل الله, name of Allah here is heavy. عنهم, يوم القيامة, قاف is going to be heavy. أمن يكون عليهم, عين is going to be from the throat. وكيلا, لا is going to be a two count med. ومن يعمل, عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. It is going to have توسط. سوءا, this is going to be a four count med. أو يظلم, الله is going to be heavy. نفسه, ثم يستغفر الله, غين is going to be heavy. فير الله, name of Allah is going to be light. را إن يستغفر الله, را is also light. يجد الله, name of Allah here again is going to be light. غفور رحيمة, را إن غفورا is going to be heavy. رحيمة, را here in this case is also heavy. And ميم is a two count mud. وَمَن يَكْسِبْ, this is going to be إِذْعَام with غُنَّة, يَكْسِبْ, ba is going to have قَلْقَلَة, إِثْمًا فَإِنَّمَا يَكْسِبُهُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ, يَكْسِبُهُ, كَاف is going to have هَمْس, عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. And then here, when we end on the letter ha, we are going to make sure to give it a little bit of air because we don't want to drop this ha. So make sure that you do give it a little bit of air, a little bit of هَمْس. Instead of saying عَلَى نَفْسِهِ, make sure you give some هَمْس, نَفْسِهِ. And this is again going to come closer to the chest. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا, عَلِيمًا, this is إخفاء. حَكِيمًا, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. مَا is going to be a two-count مَدِّ الْعِوَدْ. وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ, ba is going to have a قَلْقَلَة. خَطِيئَةً, خَا is going to be heavy. طَا is going to be heavy, this is a four-count مَد. خَطِيئَةً, this is إِظْهَار. أَوْ إِثْمًا ثُمَّ يَرْمِي بِهِ, رَا is going to be heavy. بَرِيئًا, رَا is light, and this is also a four count med. فقد احتمل, so ha is going to be from the throat. بُهْتَانًا, this ha is going to be from the chest. بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا, this is going to be إِدْغَام with غُنَّة. وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا, this is also going to be إِدْغَام. مُبِينًا, we end on a two count مَدِّ الْعِوَدْ. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ, ضَاد is going to be heavy, name of Allah here is heavy. عَلَيْكَ وَرَحْمَتُهُ, رَا is going to be heavy. حَا is going to be from the middle of the throat. لَهَمَّتْ طَائِفَةٌ, so here we're going to go straight from the ta makhraj to the ta, so ta is going to be heavy, this is also a four count med. لَهَمَّتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ أَن يُضِلُّوكْ, ضَاد is going to be heavy. وَمَا يُضِلُّونَ, ضَاد is going to be heavy. إِلَّا, this is a four count med. أَنفُسَهُمْ. وَمَا يَضُرُّونَكَ, ضَاد is going to be heavy, رَا in this case is also going to be heavy. مِنْ شَيْءٍ, and then here when we're ending here and stopping here at this word, we do want to make sure that we're giving Hamza a little bit of nabr. Otherwise what can happen is that we drop this Hamza and we don't read it properly. So do make sure you have a little bit of that jerking sound. You want to give it shidda when you stop on this letter. So instead of saying min shay, now here you don't hear that Hamza at all, we are going to give it a little bit more shidda. Min shay. So now you can hear that that jerking sound is coming out. We are giving it a little bit of shidda, a little bit of nabr as well. You can raise the voice in order to give this a proper sound. وَأَنزَلُ اللَّهُ, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, ha is going to be from the throat. وَعَلَّمَكَ, عَيْن is going to be from the throat. مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ, عَيْن is going to be from the throat. عَيْن also has tawassut. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ, ضَاد is going to be heavy, name of Allah here is heavy. عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا, عَيْن is going to be from the throat. And then عَظِيمَ, عَيْن again from the throat. ضَا is going to be heavy. And then مَا, this is going to be a two count مَدِّ الْعِوَدْ when we stop here. So alhamdulillah, that is our lesson for today. Starting from ayah number 108 to ayah number 113. Just really quickly, we're going to do a review of what we did today for the theory مَرَاتِب الْغُنَّة, or the levels of غُنَّة, inshallah, before we move on to the next lesson in the next class. So for مَرَاتِب الْغُنَّة, we learned that there are four levels of ghunna. They are based on the length of time that the sound of the ghunna stays in the nose. So for akmal ghunna, this is going to be the longest amount of time, the most complete ghunna. Gamila ghunna is going to be a little bit less time than that. It is the complete ghunna. Naqisa ghunna is the incomplete ghunna. So you are going to spend less time in this one. And then finally, we have the last one, anqas ghunna, which is the most incomplete ghunna. This is the most least amount of time that you're going to spend on the ghunna. So the ghunna is not going to stay in the nose any longer than necessary. So these are the four levels, akmal, gamil, naqis, and anqas. We have most complete, complete, incomplete, and most incomplete. These are the four rules. For akmal ghunna, the most complete ghunna, this is the longest amount of time that you're going to spend on the ghunna in the nasal passage. For this, we have mim and noon that is either mushaddad, meaning that it has a shadda, or it is mudgham, meaning that it has idgham with ghunna. For example, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ سَلَّمْ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي مَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. So in all of these cases, you are going to spend quite amount of time on this ghunna. You are going to spend the most amount of time, in fact, in any mim or noon letter. Then in the second level, we have gamila ghunna. So this is going to be slightly less time than akmal. It is called gamila ghunna, meaning the complete ghunna. And the letters for this are mim and noon, read with the rule of ikhfa, or إقلاب along with غنة. So for example, الإنسان أم بوريكا ترميهم بحجارة. So in all of these cases, you can hear that I'm spending a little bit more time for the كامل غنة, not as much time as I did for أكمل. So a little bit less than that, but still quite a lot of time. The third level we have is ناقص غنة. So this is going to be a very short while in the nasal passage. This is going to be the incomplete غنة. For this, we have ميم and نون that is read with إظهار, having a سكون on them. سميع عليم أنعمت هم فيها. So in all of these cases, you can hear I'm not spending very long at all. It is in the nasal passage, naturally, whatever occurs, but it is ناقص غنة, meaning that is incomplete. Finally, we have the fourth level, which is أنقص غنة. So أنقص غنة is the lowest level of غنة, meaning that it is hardly going to stay in the nasal passage. This is the most incomplete غنة, and the letters for this are ميم and نون with فتحة, ضمة, or كسرة. بئس ما يأمركم إيمانكم. So in all of these cases, you can hear it is not staying very long in the nasal passage at all. So these are the four levels or the مراتب الغنة. Alhamdulillah, we did finish that lesson. Inshallah, in the next class, we will move on to the next lesson for our theory. So now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class, so I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran everyone. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.